You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is e-commerce radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to e-commerce radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today we are speaking with Jake Rudy, the Director of Business Development and Marketing for Red Stack Fulfillment, an e-commerce fulfillment provider headquartered in Knoxville, Tennessee, with multiple warehouses within the U.S. and delivering parcels all over the world. Red Stack was established to be a total value partner for e-commerce businesses, allowing companies to meet the ever-increasing service demands of online customers and ultimately continue growing and delivering value in the e-retail markets. Jake, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today here on e-commerce radio.
It's a pleasure to be with you, Eric. Appreciate the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome, and certainly looking forward to hearing from you on this. So tell us, for starters, what does Red Stack Fulfillment do and fulfillment providers in general?
Absolutely. So Red Stack and e-commerce fulfillment providers were essentially the stand-in for e-commerce businesses who need additional warehouse space, pick, pack, ship services, but they don't have a desire to go out and purchase land and hire a bunch of pickers and packers on their own. So our clients are e-commerce businesses. So Eric, if you were to go out tomorrow and put up a Shopify store, start selling fine Italian men's dress shoes, we would be a potential partner to actually do the inventory management and then pick and pack orders as orders are placed on your store. And on top of that, we've got clients who will do some light manufacturing for them, kitting services, putting different SKUs together to sell in bulk. And then we also handle return services for those e-commerce businesses.
If you would explain the entrepreneurial journey behind Red Stack Fulfillment, and why has Red Stack's foundation been so unique?
So Red Stack is unique in the sense that we weren't a traditional logistics or a warehousing company that then got into e-commerce fulfillment. I think like so many other businesses out there, we were born out of a need and a pain point that was experienced by what is today our sister company, which is a successful e-commerce store. So our sister company, like I said, e-commerce store started in 2008. They had an awesome marketing team, a really strong web development team, great procurement and product manufacturing strategy. And they always made the strategic decision to outsource their warehousing operations, because the business operations of a warehouse are fundamentally different than the operations of a high-quality e-commerce store. Now, that being said, what ended up happening is because of their growth and really their concentration on delivering total value to customers, their fulfillment partners continuously became the bottleneck in their growth. They outgrew their first two partners in 3 or 4 years. They just weren't able to keep up with the growth of volume and orders that were coming through. And then they ended up with a third fulfillment partner that, quite frankly, their operations were just completely inadequate. There was about $300,000 worth of lost inventory in a 20-month period. This is where inventory would be ordered, it would arrive at their receiving dock, but then that inventory would never make it into the live inventory account. So it was never able to actually be sold. No one really knows what happened with it. In addition to that, the fulfillment partner fell 6 weeks behind one holiday season fulfilling orders. So this meant that people who placed an order in mid-November didn't receive their orders by Christmas time, which, as you can imagine, made for a lot of really upset customers. And the third thing was there was truly a lack of transparency. We had a partner that had millions and millions of dollars of our inventory, and we weren't able to really keep count of it. We couldn't, go in, to a dashboard and understand where all of our inventory was, and was this particular order that we're talking to, you know, with a customer on the phone, where is it in the fulfillment process, which really made it hard to deliver value from an e-commerce perspective to our customers. So it was Christmas Day 2012, the owners of the e-commerce store, they did Christmas morning with their families, and then they actually drove down to the warehouse down in Atlanta, and they attempted to try to get some of the back orders out the door and realized there's some serious cultural problems at this company. So in 2013, the decision was made is we're going to go out and try to build the fulfillment company that we can't find, and that's ultimately what became of RedStag.
Now, what is it about fulfillment that makes it the most powerful partnership for an e-commerce business? Touch on those highlights, if you would.
Certainly. So, you know, if you're an e-commerce business, there's a lot of really successful e-commerce businesses that are one or two man operations. You know, there's others that are pretty large teams. But at the end of the day, a pretty good argument could be made that whatever or whoever your fulfillment partner is one of the most critical partnerships that really supplies the lifeblood to the rest of your business. And unfortunately, we learned that the hard way. The good news is that led to the development of RedStag. But, you know, when I talk about there's $300,000 worth of lost inventory in a 20-month period, obviously $300,000 is a lot of money to any company. But the effects of losing 300 grand in inventory is actually quite a bit more than just a single $300,000 line item loss. Like many other e-commerce companies out there, we were a relatively small team, and our product development and procurement strategies were very much in line with our marketing strategies. So when the marketing team spends a couple of weeks or a couple of months creating demand and buzz about a product that we're going to have for sale at the end of the year or in July or whatever the sale is, and then we procure that inventory and we have it arrive at the warehouse, but then we're never actually able to sell it, that creates some serious problems because we've created all this demand and all this buzz from our customers, and then they go to our website to buy it and it's not actually available. So beyond $300,000 of inventory that's lost, it's really hard to calculate the number of customers that who created demand and, you know, a sense of urgency, or, you know, we took advantage of a bubble or a holiday season where sales were going to be increased, but then we drove our customers straight to our competitors' websites to buy that product and that we weren't able to actually post on the website for sale. You know, and as you can imagine, falling weeks behind actually fulfilling product and getting them out the door, our customer service team was grossly inflated, overstaffed, and dealing with a lot of inquiries that, quite frankly, we shouldn't have been dealing with had the fulfillment operation been really, really down. And I think the third point that a lot of people may not think about is the cash flow implications of not being able to, you know, really execute on 100% of your inventory. Again, if you've got to anticipate that 5 or 10% of your inventory is going to be lost or damaged, theoretically that means you have to spend 5 or 10% more purchasing or manufacturing that inventory in order to anticipate for that loss. So especially for young companies where cash flow is so critical and the reinvestment of that cash flow is critical, you've got to be able to execute on 100% of that inventory and those investments that you're making with that cash flow. And without a high-quality fulfillment partner, we weren't able to do that.
Quite interesting today. We're speaking with Jake Rudy, the Director of Business Development and Marketing for RedStag Fulfillment, an e-commerce fulfillment provider here on E-Commerce Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Jake, what are the key differentiating factors that sets you apart from other fulfillment providers in the market?
Yeah, certainly. I would say that the number one differentiating factor is culture. And this was our takeaway when, you know, we spent that week after Christmas down at our old partner trying to get orders out the door is, you know, they had software, they had plenty of warehouse space, but at the end of the day, they had a workforce that really didn't care, a warehouse environment that wasn't clean. It wasn't somewhere that I would have wanted to work. And they had management that didn't care. So what we've done at RedStag is we've put a lot of ongoing investment into the further development of our culture. Everything from the cleanliness of the warehouse. Our break rooms look like the kind of break rooms that you'd see at a really high-end office. And, you know, these are for the warehouse workers and everyone to share. And it creates a different environment. Furthermore, the incentive structure that we have, you know, we give our pickers and packers bonuses, not just based on the volume of orders that they're able to pick or pack, but the volume of orders that they're able to pick and pack accurately. We'd much rather have someone, you know, go 10,000 picked orders without a single mispick than incentivize them just to get as many packages picked as possible. And the same is true for our incentive structure for the upper management people within the company. I think the third point would definitely be the transparency, and this comes from not having the transparency as an e-commerce client. But we've got a camera system where we actually photograph every pallet that comes in the door. So if you've got those Italian leather dress shoes that you're selling, if you want to see every pallet that comes in from China, and furthermore, if there's a damage from a forklift, when we receive it, we take additional pictures of that. We've created additional processes that the goal is to give you the same sense as if you owned and operated your own warehouse. And the third point, and you can find out a lot more about this on our website, would be our guarantees. What we found when we started RedStag is there's a lot of noise in our industry about, you know, we promise 100% of your orders are going to ship on time and they're going to be picked accurately. But, you know, at least in our experience, it was really difficult to actually find a partner who could execute on the guarantees and the claims that we were making. So at RedStag, we've got four primary guarantees, and we go a step beyond and say anytime there is a mispick or if there is a parcel that for whatever reason it ships late, for any sort of error, we write our clients a check for $50 for the inconvenience. And that's our way of saying we understand all of the other ramifications that this late package has on the customer's value. You know, the fact that if there's a mispick, your customer has to send the order back. So our guarantees, you know, 100% of your inventory is going to be received and processed within 48 hours. Additionally, we're going to have 100% inventory accuracy across the board. 100% of your orders are going to be processed on time, and 100% of those orders are going to be processed with complete accuracy, zero mispicks. And so anytime there's an error, you know, beyond us apologizing for it and fulfilling that parcel and that order for free, we actually will write you a check for $50. So I think that is undoubtedly what RedStag does to go beyond the current landscape of our competitors.
Most definitely. We certainly appreciate all the detailed information here on how fulfillment providers can be of help, especially RedStag. In conclusion, any last words, closing thoughts, or a tip here?
Yeah. Well, I think as entrepreneurs, obviously our goal is to grow and expand our business. And in the early stages, you know, the goal may be to start generating a customer base and start generating revenue. And everyone experiences the good growing pains at some point of, you know, kind of growing out of the garage and needing additional warehouse space or outsourcing some key facets of their business. And at RedStag, our goal is to not just carry out the fulfillment, but truly be an enabler for your e-commerce business to expand and grow and ship more next year than what you ship this year. Our philosophy and, you know, the truth and total transparency is if we can enable an e-commerce business to ship twice as many parcels next year as they're shipping this year, both Red Stag and that e-commerce business are more successful. And we understand how important this partnership is. So I think, this kind of ties back to what differentiates Red Stag, but at Red Stag, we don't have long-term contracts. We operate on a month-to-month basis because we know how important this is for growing e-commerce businesses. So if for whatever reason you're not satisfied with our services, you should have the ability to walk away from us and find another option, without having to pay a fine to get out of a contract. So I would truly suggest not just from a fulfillment company partnership, but in every partnership for an e-commerce business or any sort of startup company, find partners who really want to enable the growth of your business, not just add you to their customer list.
And the big question is, Jake, where can listeners get more information about Red Stag Fulfillment?
Absolutely. You can find us on the internet. Our website is redstagfulfillment.com. And then we are also on LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter under the same name. So come find us and give us a call. Our number is 1-800-815-7824. And we'd be happy to talk with you. And if we're not the best fit for you, we'd be more than happy to help you find a fulfillment company that would be a better fit.
Well, Jake, you can't beat that. And we certainly appreciate your time. And thanks for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio. And certainly wish you and Red Stag Fulfillment all the best.
I appreciate the time, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with Jake Rudy. He is the Director of Business Development and Marketing for Red Stag Fulfillment, an e-commerce fulfillment provider. And once again, the website of reference is redstagfulfillment.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.